Good morning, I'm Robert Tansley. I'm Life Science Partner at Cambridge Innovation Capital, and I'm very pleased to be sitting here with Dr. Tom Weaver, co-founder and CEO of PetMedics. Tom has combined a career as a scientist, an academic, an administrator, as well as being a serial entrepreneur, and it's great to have the opportunity to talk through some of his experiences through the number of companies he's founded and worked with. Tom, and we're sitting here in your fabulous new offices on the Babram campus, which is a really dynamic centre, and it's part of that Cambridge ecosystem, which really is at the forefront of innovation and one of the most innovative centres in Europe, but still relatively small compared with some in the US, and certainly if we look eastwards and some of the growing centres in China. Mm-hmm. So what does Cambridge need to do to maintain its position at the forefront?
So I thought about that. I looked up. The East of England has some metrics on their website for the Cambridge area. There's over 60,000 jobs in over 5,000 knowledge-intensive companies, creating £15 billion a year income. To me, that's a huge success. So those are metrics. So the way I would think of it is, what are the metrics that we should be driving for in Cambridge? And those numbers stack up against anybody. You know, that's, you know, Boston or San Francisco or Paris. We're very, very successful. And the reason for that success, I think, is the, and you hear this all the time, it's the ecosystem. So Andy Richards always goes on about the ecosystem, which I totally get. But that ecosystem is not fragile, but we shouldn't just assume it's always going to be there. We can't just assume it's going to be, you know, Cambridge is a great place for jobs and innovation. It's always going to be that way. We can't just sit back and assume that's going to be the case. So we need to nurture that. And to me, the most important element is it starts with the science and it ends with the science. I used to say good science sells, and a lot of my investor friends, well, no, a product sells. Science doesn't do, you know. But I do believe it's the science base, it's the technology base that's really, really important. Then, of course, it's the people that you have. But if you have world-beating science through the likes of the University of Cambridge, through the likes of the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, through the Babraham Research Campus, you know, through the Addenbrooke's Biomedical Campus, which is one of the biggest and best and most innovative, you know, joining of basic medical science, clinical science, and the translation from the research science together. We need to make sure that those institutes are fully funded and supported in however, whether it's from the government, whether it's from policies of the research councils and investment by the research councils, things like R&D tax credits. You know, the government can do things to make basic investment in the private sector, at least basic investment into this research, more attractive and more conducive to reinvest in basic research.
Can we move a little bit on to, you know, I'm very conscious that two of your companies, Hexagon and Gene Service, were bought by large organizations. Congenico is kind of forging its way as an independent company, and PetMedics obviously is one of the most exciting emerging animal health companies. There's been a criticism that, you know, particularly UK companies and Cambridge as well, where companies sell out too soon, and we don't see the number of really significant companies, global leading companies. What is your thoughts about the pressures about selling out too soon, and what's the optimal time as companies grow and develop?
Yeah, well, certainly my experience is exactly that. We trade sales are pretty much the norm in the UK. It would be great to build a larger company of greater value. And I must admit, my personal I'm a very objective-oriented guy, milestone guy. So I think about, what are we going to accomplish in the next 6 months, or in the next 12 months, or in the 18 months, in the next 3 years? What do we need to do? And what drives those milestones are how you can build value in your company, your value inflections, which you'll be very well aware of as an investor. You know, what are you going to do of the myriad of things that you're doing with all this cool technology? What are the bits along the way which really adds value, that makes you different, that makes you, you know, there'll be a price evaluation of how many dollars you're worth. And as a CEO and founder and innovator, that's what drives us. So for me, it's how can we just get bigger and better? How can we increase that value chain? And I think when you then come to exit, I still think, well, what does the exit do to help you increase that value? So again, the reason why to be honest, we sold Gene Services, the company. It was called Medical Solutions. So I actually changed the name to Source Bioscience because Medical Solutions, that didn't really seem to make sense. But the reason we did that was obviously it was a good exit for the founders, but our ability to get into the NHS market, into clinical genetics, clinical diagnosis, that's what I wanted to do. And those guys were already doing pathology support services for the NHS. So this was a vehicle to take us into the NHS. Happened to be a trade sale, it worked out, but the reason why we did it was it would create higher value for the company, and I'd be part of that. I think that's the same with PetMedics. It would be how do we build a bigger company? It could be through a trade sale, it could be through an IPO, it could be through a different set of investors coming in. I should say in animal health, the record of IPOs, there have been a few, are less than hugely successful. So once you go public, there's an expectation in the market and you have to achieve what you say you're going to achieve, and they haven't necessarily done that. There's also a lot of precedence in animal health for trade sales. So the animal health corporates see these cool new biotech companies coming up. They're like, oh, I want that technology in our stable for generating new innovative drugs. So my advice is, obviously you have to be concerned about your exit, but it's more focus on the value generation, what you can do to really make your company worth more, and the exit will sort it out. And clearly it depends on what the investors want. There has to be alignment on the board for the investors to everybody sort of pulling in the same direction. It's no good having people have different views on things. Really, I think are aligned in that thinking.
Tom, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you, and thank you very much for taking time to share your thoughts. Thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to learn more about CIC and PetMedics, please join us on our website, which is cic.vc. Thank you very much.